very special guest this morning, Sandra Dalton Smith, a better Valentine's Day in 5 minutes. Just, how would you like that?
Just 5 minutes, Brad. That's
just
it.
Just five minutes. And we have her as a guest, and if you have just
five minutes, that's all it takes.
But again,
yeah.
She is a doctor,
mm-hmm.
got a tremendous background.
Yep.
She'll explain how to make the most of the 5 minutes, whether you sit on the bed, on the couch, or wherever in between as you give each other uninterrupted time.
Mm-hmm.
To make eye contact.
All you got
to
do.
To take about, you're going to do,
yeah.
you know, what you have to do.
Name of her book, the newest one, Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity, Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, doctor.
It only takes 5 minutes, huh? 5 minutes a day. What can we do in 5 minutes a day to make it happier?
It's a very simple solution. Most of us, when we fall in love when we are face-to-face with our spouses, with our future spouses. What ends up happening, though, is after we have been married for a time, we are in the same space with each other, but we don't have that eye-to-eye time. We may be looking at our computers or watching TV or something together, but we lose that connection from being eye-to-eye. And a lot of the science is showing that that is where we feel that initial intimacy. So couples who have taken my challenge to allow themselves these 5 minutes a day, and during that time, not to just try to come up with things to talk about, but just to discuss what happened in that day, just to be able to share your honest emotions and feelings about your day, eye to eye.
So you're saying just the activity of talking to each other, eye to eye, not looking at your smartphone, not looking at your computer, just the eye contact. That's what you're saying is important.
Absolutely. And what we're seeing is that majority of couples, after they've been married for a while, most of their eye-to-eye time is during times of conflict. It's when they're arguing about the kids or they're discussing bills, hard things, things that are not building intimacy but that are actually pulling them apart. So to have that time where you're specifically looking into each other's eyes and talking about each other, there's a mending of the emotions, because at that time you feel understood, you feel valued, you feel important.
Makes sense.
So you feel the sexual part then?
Yeah, that's been the fun part, so to speak. When I talk with couples who are taking on the challenge, the first thing that they say is that, you know what, I desire that physical touch more, because when you're eye to eye, there's a pulling into each other. You want to kind of lean in and to hear what they're saying and to just be close. And so it's very natural during that time to not make it this ritual that we're going to sit for 5 minutes and talk, but just to allow those natural emotions to be awakened and then to proceed from there.
Well, it makes sense, because when we meet who a girlfriend or a boyfriend or somebody who will be a fiancé or a wife or a husband, what's the first thing we look at? We usually make it's eye contact, which is the first thing that a man and a woman usually make with each other.
Yes, and if you look at couples now at restaurants even, they can be sitting across the table from each other, and where are their eyes? Deep into their iPhones. Even when
their
we have
phones, yeah, yeah.
We are not taking
absolutely.
Them.
You know
so
something?
To make a conscious effort opens up those windows to be able to have that closeness we desire so much.
You know, I've got something I want to tell you, doctor. I started on my radio program at 6 o'clock in the morning. I started what I called the Squeaky Clean Club. And you're probably wondering what that is. Well, I used to play the stripper music, and I never thought anybody would call me or anything. And I said, this is for women, I said. And if you'd like to be a member of the Squeaky Clean Club, just give me a call. And I used to play this this music, and I used to... they'd say, well, could you just wash my back a little bit to do, you know.
He's not kidding here, by the way. He actually did this.
I didn't think anybody would call. I got so many calls, I had to start the club, And it was unbelievable.
Now, what does that say, Doctor? What does that say about all these women?
And some of these women.
Who wanted a virtual backwash.
One woman was head of the one of the big supermarkets.
Major CEO.
A major CEO.
Oh, wow.
And she called up. I didn't know. And you know, I knew who she was, of course. And I was called in. After that particular show,
the boss wasn't happy,
and the boss said, "You're in big trouble." That was so and so. She runs this big, you know, supermarket, and so he said, "And somebody's been a phony with you." So I said to her, "I said, who are you?" He said, "She said, who is that?" I said, "He's the general manager of the radio station."
There you go.
And she said, "Would you tell him I had a very good shower this morning?"
So she could have used that 5 minutes of intimacy.
That's
there.
Right.
Absolutely. I think that is one of the biggest things that women say is that they feel like they're living with a roommate. They're no longer living with a lover.
Yeah, see
and
that.
That's what we want. We want that person that we feel that closeness to.
The guest is Dr. Sondra Dalton Smith, MD. Better Valentine's Day in 5 minutes. Her newest book is called Sacred Rest. Recover your life, renew your energy, and restore your sanity. And, Doctor, you know, you're right. I mean, in my past relationships, it's always like, yeah, I don't want to use the word contempt, but I think you touched on it. Familiarity kind of breeds, I don't have to try anymore. They're part of the furniture. And I think what you're pointing out is you can kind of relight that spark, and it doesn't take a whole heck of a lot.
It doesn't. And it goes back to a concept of what we call this restoration within our relationships. When I talk to people about social rest, a lot of them think that I mean to kind of get off the internet and not doing social media. Social rest is really that time that we spend with people who are life-giving to us. And our spouses should definitely be those people who are life-giving. So you want to allow that that time for those relationships to thrive.
Boy, you and Brad touched on it before when you mentioned the phones. And I got to tell you, isn't it amazing? Now, I dine alone a lot because of my schedule, so I'm sitting there, you know, reading the paper, listening to something on a phone. But when I'm with people, I don't care who it is, my son or my family, I try never to. I mean, I even put my phone away. But, you know, it's really sad when you see, you know, when I'm out, doctor, looking at couples, husbands, wives, old, young, and, you know, they're sitting eating together and they're gazing into their phones like, what are you doing? Like, talk to each other. Make eye contact. Talk to
Absolutely.
Each other.
Absolutely. And this it works with relationships. But you hit on a great point. Even when you have teens, those eye-to-eye moments are beneficial across all relationships. People feel distant, even in a world where we are so interconnected with all of our social media and all of those things, our text messaging. All of those things are without the face-to-face, without the eye-to-eye contact. And that's becoming a lost art. You see teens now even who can't look you in the eye because they're losing the ability for the face-to-face contact.
That's right. That's right. Now, sacred rest, recover your life, renew your energy, restore your sanity. You have written this book, and how's it doing?
It's doing fantastic. It talks about the seven types of rest that we need to feel energized, and most of us have experienced those times when we go to sleep and we wake up still tired. Well, this is the solution, and it includes healing all seven areas of our life that get depleted and identifying those places where we need more rest.
All right, the name of the book again, Sacred Rest, Recover Your Life, Renew Your Energy, Restore Your Sanity. Dr. Sondra Dalton Smith, I assume Amazon and all the bookstores we can get this at?
Absolutely, and I highly recommend they visit restquiz.com to find out which of the seven types of rest they're missing.
Okay, give us that website again slowly, please.
It's restquiz.com.
Restquiz.com. Fabulous. Dr. Smith,
thanks
so much.
Thanks a million.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Dr. Sondra Dalton Smith, restquiz.com.